know that that is true. The word is true. Amen. Just so thankful for who he is and the fact that he's preparing a way for us. Amen. As we're dealing with some of these trials and tribulations. Amen. I've had trials and tribulations, unexpected situations, living here below. I've had friends to turn their backs on me and leave me standing in the cold. I've been hurt in the church as I attempt to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. Many times I felt like giving up, but the Spirit said, Mina, you can't. You know the Lord, he put you through a lot of things you can't understand. And for everything he allows, there's a reason. So in my life, the devil gets no glory. Everywhere I go, I tell the story how God has a way of turning things around. He meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. I knew that he would. Now I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. God gave me a song. Now I must sing on. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good.
Yes.
The gossip, the lies, the tears in my eyes have worked out for my good. I passed the test of time. Like a tree by the water I stood, because through it all God gets the glory. Everywhere I tell the story how God worked out things just for me. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good. He meant it for my good. Come on, saints, sing with me. He meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. I knew that he would. Now I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. How God works out things just for me. The devil meant it for bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Stand with me. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've gone through, for everything that you're currently dealing with, for everything that's on your mind right now. I want you to know that God meant it for your good. You are not defeated. You are an overcomer. You are not sick. You are healed. You are Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Glory to your name, oh God. Come on, go with me in your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 50. Hallelujah, Lord. See, saints, all we got to do is get our minds right. Sometimes the devil will tell you, stay home. Sometimes the devil will tell you, you broke. Sometimes the devil will tell you, you sick. Sometimes the devil will tell you, you ain't going to be nothing. Sometimes the devil will tell you that your mind is bad. But you've got to stop and realize that everything that he tells you is a lie. Every time he tells you that God don't care about you, it's a lie. Every time he tells you that you out here doing this by yourself, it's a lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God glory on today because everything that we've gone through, God allowed it. But he allowed it for your good. Hallelujah, Lord. Genesis chapter 50. Amen. This is a familiar passage of scripture. We're just coming at it from a different angle. Amen. Genesis chapter 50 and verse 15. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "What if Joseph holds a grudge against us and pays us back for all the wrongs we did to him?" So they sent word to Joseph saying, "Your father left these instructions before he died. This is what you are to say to Joseph. I ask you to forgive your brothers the sins and the wrongs they committed in treating you so badly. Now please forgive the sins of the servants of God of your father." When their message came to him, Joseph wept. His brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. "We are your slaves," they said. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then, don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children." And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now, God, for this word. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God, for your Holy Spirit abiding in this place. We pray now, God, that you speak to me and through me as I decrease and you increase in me even the more. God, we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do in us. I thank you right now, God, for lifting up bowed down heads. I thank you right now, God, for meeting the needs of your people. I thank you right now, God, for filling every void spiritually, emotionally, mentally, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, for filling financial voids. I thank you right now, God, for filling voids in our homes, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of loneliness and doubt right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness, every ailment, and every pain right now, in the name of Jesus, because we know that there is no higher name than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, that your word says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So we thank you now, God, for being Lord over our lives, Lord over our finances, Lord in our homes, Lord on our jobs, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise in advance for speaking to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As you go to your seats, amen. Look across at your neighbor, because we ain't shaking neighbor hands no more since COVID. But look across at your neighbor and say, he meant it for my good. He meant it for your good, Sister Howard. He meant it for your good, Brother Jackson. He meant it for your good, Brother Deontay. Amen. He meant it for your good, Sister Sarah. He meant it for your good, Sister Malia. I thank God on today, hallelujah, Lord, that everything that he does with us, although we might not understand and although we don't get it at the moment, but everything that God does concerning us is for our good. Oftentimes in our Christian journey, we go through things that we simply don't understand at that time. But if we continue to walk with God, we find out that Romans 8 and 28 is true. And it does all work together for our good because we love God and we are the called according to His purpose. That's when we find out then that Psalm number 34 and 19 is true. The righteous may have many afflictions, but the good news is that God delivers us out of them all. See, it's not just about reading the word, amen, or hearing the word, but it's when that word becomes a rhema word in your life and you begin to get a revelation for yourself that we are truly living and walking out this thing day by day. See, it's one thing for us to talk about it, but it's another thing for us to be about it. Amen. The hardest thing to deal with for some people is being in a low estate or going through or suffering through an ordeal and looking around thinking that everybody else is doing well and thinking that everybody else is better off than you and thinking that you are the only one who is suffering or dealing with these types of issues. If it appears that somebody else has a gift or a calling or have the favor of God on their lives, like Joseph, and everything they do is blessed, and you feel like you can't even move from A to B, for a lot of people, they get jealous. They get mad at you. They get mad at God. They don't like you because all they can see in you is what they don't have. You see, people can go and become jealous of your anointing and then set out to harm you like Joseph's brothers did. Try to use you or benefit from your gifts and may even treat you poorly from time to time. But just because you don't have all that you want right now, it doesn't mean that God has changed His mind about who He told you that you are. It doesn't mean that He no longer has His hands on you. It doesn't mean that He no longer is going to bless you. You might be wondering why you've gone through some things that you've gone through, but I came to tell you today that He meant it for your good. It was jealousy that caused Joseph's brothers to treat him so cruelly, throwing him into a deep pit and finally selling him into slavery, also causing his father such deep pain. But God in His wisdom turned a most heinous crime into the most beautiful story that resulted in a glorious finale. God in His foreknowledge knew all that was to take place in the life of Joseph long before Joseph was even born. And God, in that same foreknowledge, knew all the things that had to take place in your life, Brandon, and in your life, Sister Howard. And God prepared the way for the negative behavior of Joseph's 11 brothers, as God has prepared the way for the negative behavior of somebody's parents. The negative behavior that somebody's faced in relationship after relationship that did not work. God prepared the way for all the time you lost, for all the money you lost, for all the things that you lost, just to be transformed into a precious picture of God's protection, of God's provision, of God's perseverance, y'all quiet in here, and of God's love for His people. Amen. In the things that He's allowed you to persevere. When at last Joseph revealed that he had been made the governor of all of Egypt and was in a position to protect his entire tribe for the duration of more terrible famine that would ravage the world for 7 years, Joseph was to comfort his brothers, the same brothers that were so jealous that they left him for dead. They sold him into slavery and they hated him just because he was anointed. See, verse 20 says, you intended it for bad. He said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for all of my good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people. What did Joseph say? He said he meant it for my good, somebody. But remember, this is not just a thrilling adventure story, and I'm not going to be long on this morning. It's not just an adventure story with a happy ending. This is a picture of the wonderful way that God takes and uses painful and difficult circumstances in our lives so that we can trust in him. Even as we go through sickness, and even as we go through loss, even as we go through disappointment and pain and heartache, even as we go through emotional roller coasters in our lives, being lied on, being mistreated, being talked about, glory to God, being used and being abused. But God will take all of that and turn our situations around to bring about good, not only for ourselves, but for the many people that we come across, because they are watching us. Glory God. You see, the devil meant it for evil, but I want you to know today that God allow it because God meant it for your good. I'm getting ready to close, but I want to remind you on today that when evil and distressing situations happen to thwart our personal plans, we have a number of choices. Now, we can wallow in bed and have a pity party. We can murmur against our neighbor and even against God for our misfortune. We can become bitter and shut down, or by faith, we can begin right now to rest in the promises of God, knowing that whatever happens in this life, God will bring good out of evil. He will bring life out of death. He will bring joy out of your sorrow, and he will bring hope for tomorrow. God uses all things to work together for our good, people of God. Even when others have intended things for evil, God will use just that for our good. Not only will we have eternal benefit, but for the benefit of others and for the glory of his name, he's going to bless us down here too. If you know that everything that you went through was good for you, you ought to begin to stand to your feet right now and begin to give God a praise. Just begin to give God a wave offering. Just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the heartache. Lord, I thank you for the headaches. Lord, I thank you for the pain. Lord, I thank you for the clouds. God, I thank you for the rain. For when I didn't fit in, God, I thank you. For when they talked about me, God, I thank you. For when they lied on me, God, I thank you. For when they tried to use me, God, I thank you. For those who tried to abuse me, God, I thank you. Because it didn't make me bitter, people of God, but I want you to know that it made me bitter. You see, there is still good news. I know that it hurts, but God is a healer. I know that you're tired, but God will restore your strength. I know that you wanted to give up, but God will carry you through. I know that they lied on you, but you're still anointed. I know that they gave up on you, but you're still appointed. I know they didn't help you when they could have, but God is still your provider. Everything that they meant for evil, God turned it for your good. Everything that they meant to harm you,
God turned it for your good. Everything that they said against you, God turned it for your good. Every time they tried to use you, God helped you to recognize it, because he meant it for your good. Every time they tried to abuse you, God meant it for your good. Every time you got a door closed in your face, God meant it for your good. See, the weapons may have formed, but the word of God lets us know that they won't be able to prosper. I don't know about you, but for that reason, I can give God praise. They can form the weapon all day long, but God ain't gonna let it prosper. God ain't gonna let them hurt you. Glory to God. That's the reason I give him glory. That's the reason I can wave my hands today. That's the reason you can shout for joy. That's the reason you can stand to your feet and begin to clap your hands and give God some praise. Come on, people of God. This is the time to give God praise in advance. I don't care if you're going through it even right now. I don't care if you're still dealing with the situation. That's the reason to give God praise, because you know that his word is true, because he meant it for our good. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening. The Charity Full Gospel Baptist Church is a word-centered and Christ-focused ministry. We exist to love God and to love God's people. We are located at 1775 Booker Street in Jackson, Mississippi, and we simply ask that when you come, come as you are, and then allow God to elevate you to where he would have you to be. Until next time, may God bless you, and may God keep you, is our prayer.